All right, this is
Campbell. And it is 11:52 p.m. in London.
Oh, my God. Sorry, Campbell, in advance. I'd already have my eye mask on.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hi, Campbell.
Hi.
Campbell, would you approve the Tony and Ryan podcast?
Absolutely, I would.
Yeah.
Oh, what are you up to, Campbell? Where are you?
I'm currently in Dundee just watching The Sandman on Netflix. Oh. It's actually really good. Highly recommend it.
Torbs actually did say to me the other day, there's this new show out. It's called Sandman. Do you want to watch it? Because I want to watch it. And I just sang Metallica's Sandman at him for about 15 minutes.
Rightly so. Yeah.
I haven't watched it.
Correct response. It looks scary, though. Is it creepy and scary? Like, is it?
Episode 4 is a bit weird. If you're in the mood for that, though. You have to be in the mood for it, though,
yeah.
I think.
Oh, I agree.
And Tony, will you be in the mood for that?
No. I'm in the mood to sing Sandman and to Sandman by Metallica.
This is Campbell in Dundee, Scotland, and I approve this podcast.
Welcome to the Tony and Ryan podcast.
Welcome.
I've got an idea for a reality show.
Oh.
It's just called Tony Lodge's Apartment Building. Because I feel like over the course of this podcast, we've got to know John the Cat.
Oh, yeah.
We've got to know the happy-go-lucky, free-spirited, sexual prowess of the neighbours.
The neighbours, yep.
And I believe we're about to learn something more about the building.
Yes. John the Cat.
Oh, is he involved in this?
It's her mum and dad. John is a girl. It's her mum and dad.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Because John is a fan favourite of the show.
Yes, she is.
I don't want to spoil it, but are they aware of John's notoriety?
Notoriety. yes, they are.
And are they for or against?
As far as I know, they're for. They were the ones that brought it to my attention.
Yep.
But anyway.
We'll get there.
Yeah.
Okay, that's coming up. first, though, thanks to TARPA Annie Parsons for this week's topic. This is things you can say in a call center and also in the bedroom.
Hi there. Yeah, before we get started, I just wanted to check what insurance plan you're on.
You might need to up it because today is going to get wild. Also, before we get started, what's your date of birth?
Oh, sorry. Can you hear me? It sounds like you can't hear me because you're not doing what I asked.
Oh, finally. It's so much better dealing with an actual human.
Robot's getting too, mate. Sorry, I don't think we've got like a good connection.
I agree. There is no good connection. I'm just going to put you on top of Carl.
Oh, so now I'm on Carl's to-do list.
Imagine having a to-do list. Oh, what do you got on this weekend? Oh
Maddie, Tony, Sally. Good names that I came up with on the fly.
I do hate being passed around, though.
Oh, and you fucking, oh, my God. You've explained your situation to John right at the beginning, and then they go, oh, I'm actually going to have to put you through to Steve. Then you get put on to Steve, and then Steve goes, oh, so what seems to be the problem? You fucking unpack all your garbage, and then they go, oh, Rob actually deals with that. So then you get put on to Rob, and fucking hell, all of a sudden, 3 hours later, you've explained your situation fucking 65 times, but nothing's been done.
Whilst I agree with everything you've just said, when I said I hate being passed around, I was talking about at the Peel nightclub.
You like that normally. Not what I've heard.
Actually, yeah. No wonder that didn't make sense to you.
Hi, is your mum and dad home? Don't want to do it if your mum and dad are home.
No. I hope you are satisfied with my work. Do you mind doing a quick survey afterwards to let me know where I can improve for next time? And whilst we joke, I think normalise that.
and being like, I didn't like what you did here, but loved that.
Love this, bit more of that. Yeah. That, take it or leave it.
Yeah.
But also it's a lot easier when you're not in person. So just send a little email survey through afterwards.
An email. It's a Google form. And you're like, okay, leave your email at the top, please. I'm going to need a little bit more information just to confirm your identity. I don't want to get catfished, so.
Are you sure you're Robert Pattinson?
Yes, definitely.
Well, he said it was
he
fine.
Be, yeah. He gave me his word.
Just letting you know, this will be recorded for quality and coaching purposes.
Again, wouldn't it be good if people were open to feedback?
Yeah. In the radio.
Positive biz, criticism.
It's called an air check. Where the radio boss will listen to your show and give you notes.
Yeah.
Could you imagine afterwards? You go, oh, see here where you stuck that in his arsehole? I reckon next time, maybe.
Just a bit more finger action before
you
stick
just
in the
straight
arsehole.
In, yeah.
Yeah.
But apart from that, keep it up.
I think overall it's feeling really good. Yeah.
Not much to work on, just those few things.
Just a few 1%ers.
Yeah, and we'll get there.
How good is it when a boss says the phrase 1%er?
Oh, it fucks me
up. Or just a few 1%ers just to really get you over the line.
Do you
line.
Like that?
I like the constructive criticism, but I just hate the jargon of being in an office and saying things like that.
In the boudoir, are you good at the 1%ers?
I hope so.
Okay.
What do you mean? Like the little stuff? What do you mean?
Well, sometimes it's the little things that add up over time. You know?
Oh, well, I think so. It's a cumulative effect, isn't it? The effort. It's the effort.
It's the effort, yeah.
Oh, fuck. I've had so many dicks today. But the other day I had a heap of c***s.
It's good to keep it varied. Oh, shout out to people who work in a call centre, though,
yeah,
who deal with dicks all the time.
Yeah, fuck you, dealing with those arseholes. Oh, a lot of arseholes as well. They're the 1%ers, the arseholes.
Can you just hold there? I'm going to ask a colleague for some advice.
Imagine if you were with someone, they're like, I'm just going to call a mate.
Yeah.
Can you just wait on? Because I've never seen this before.
He doesn't seem to be liking it. Okay, I'll try that.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
We're back on.
We're back
Come
on.
Back
here
in.
We go.
Is this toll free? Sometimes they're up to $3 a minute.
Yeah. The worst. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yep. Have you considered pulling it out and putting it back in again?
A good restart.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can come back later if you can't fit me in now.
I reckon I might be able to squeeze it through.
Ooh, please try.
While you're waiting, actually this is more of the, you know that really annoying voiceover when you're on hold? That's like trying to tell you stuff and sell you shit. And you're like, I just want my internet fixed.
Or how it's like, here at Telstra, we love to help our customers.
Yeah.
And that's why we've introduced 30% off over all of this. Yeah.
While you're waiting, have you considered jumping online and doing it yourself?
There are so many resources on our website. They fucking all do say that now.
Yeah. Thanks for calling. Have you considered not calling and doing it yourself?
And normally the only reason you're ringing is because the thing online doesn't fucking work.
If the thing online worked, I wouldn't be calling.
Do you think I would choose to call someone on the phone by choice?
I hate talking on the phone to my own family, let alone, I mean, like, you
this
know.
This feels like a separate thing.
Yeah, I mean, like, the thing I want to spend some time on the phone to a complete stranger.
Yeah.
Just put my internet back on and I'll be happy.
Yeah. And doesn't it really fuck you off when you're like trying to call iiNet because your internet's not working? And they're like, have you tried jumping on the internet and doing this?
I fucking would have loved
to. I'd love to.
But the reason I'm calling.
I'd love the opportunity, to be honest, iiNet.
Oh, have you checked your internet speed? You go to this website. I can't go to the website to check my fucking speed because my fucking speed's so low.
And my fucking internet doesn't work. There's no speed.
Oh, your car's broken down? Have you considered driving to the mechanic? That's what they're saying.
Wow. We've finally touched a nerve.
You have.
Ooh. I like it.
I'm
feisty. What?
More revved up.
Why?
My internet went down the other week and I've.
Oh, my God.
It's a bit too raw.
Yeah, sorry.
That's another one.
Yeah. Yeah, Now, I actually tried him before, but he was engaged.
Which stops some people, but not all.
Sucker's got a goalie, mate. Doesn't mean you can't score. Could you give me that one again, but this time much slower?
Sorry, I get excited.
Oh, God, that thing is really hurting my ear. Thank you so much. Yep, I can assure you I won't be calling you again.
Hey, better than ghosting.
You'd rather not.
Hey, this is Campbell from Dundee, Scotland, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
Massive shout out to a few of our champion tarpers over at our Patreon. Courtney Baldwin, thank you so much. Dorth, thank you. Ty, Jules Robinson, Billy Davies, thank you very much. Alexandria, Clive Jones, Ishelle Van Son, Ryan Hines, Alyssa Roberts, and Matt Weiris. Maybe.
Matthew W.
Maddie Dub.
Matt.
Maddie Dub. Big Maddie
Big Dubs.
Big Maddie Dub.
Thanks so much for being tarpers and being part of the Patreon, by the way. It's literally changed our lives and we're super stoked.
Totally.
And speaking of which, you might have seen on our Instagram, Tarpa Linda.
Yeah.
We are hooking her up with free Invisalign.
Yep.
And you can see the video. She freaked the fuck out. We told her that she was like a finalist and had to go get a checkup and then we surprised her.
Yep.
And
we were in cahoots with Dr. Manu from Gorgeous Smiles Dentistry.
Now, I'm not trying to just piss in your pocket here, Tony Lodge.
Yeah.
But I think it was clear that despite the fact she just won probably over like $10,000 worth of orthodontics, that she was probably more excited to see you.
It was very nice.
Yeah.
It was lovely.
Yeah.
How excited she was.
And coming really soon, where
Hiya.
Yeah. I am that excited about this. In fact, not really soon. It's happening.
It's now.
We're just doing the last like T's and C's checkpoint legal tick off. We've got a whole bunch of other stuff as our way to say thank you to people who are listening to this podcast.
Yeah.
So, like Linda with her teeth, we've got some other exciting things and you can let us know how we might be able to help, but we are very keen on saying thank you to everyone who's helped us.
Yeah, good shit's coming.
Good, yeah. I like your way better.
Good shit's coming.
I could have just said that.
I mean, it took you fucking 45 minutes to say that.
What was that whole monologue when you could have just said,
oh, we've got all this stuff coming. Oh, good shit's coming.
Good shit's coming.
Fucking sit tight.
That's my saying. Hey, baby, what are you doing later tonight?
Good shit's coming.
I'm good shit, by the way.
Hide your towels because good shit's coming. We were saying earlier that where I live, my apartment building, is just, turns out, the most exciting place in the world.
It really is.
We've got like a Facebook group for the building.
If zero was calm and collected and 10 was extremely passive aggressive.
67.
It's
567.
It's very aggressive in that Facebook group, isn't it?
The passive aggressiveness is just the, oh, just letting you know, I've put your package in the mailroom or whatever. And like people are being nice by doing that. So I'm like, why is everyone angry? I'm like, oh, this is a few months ago.
If you park in someone else's spot? Even for just a minute? Oh, I just need to just park out the front real quick before. Cause
I'd organise a celebrant for your fucking funeral, to be honest.
I'll speak at it.
If you parked in someone else's funeral. Well, don't park at someone else's funeral.
Can I park it? Yeah. Oh, sorry, we're actually just conducting a service. This person's father's died.
I just need to get some ciggies.
I'm just grabbing some stuff from the shop. Can you go watch it? I might just leave the keys in the ignition.
Yeah. Yeah. Just make sure no one like touches the windows. I've just had them tinted.
Yeah. Don't drive off. I know he won't. Fucking hell.
I'll be back in 10 minutes, all right?
Yeah.
Anyway, so it's pretty, I think most apartment buildings are the same, but the Facebook group for ours is like five buildings all in one thing.
Oh, chaos.
Because there's so many people.
Yeah.
And because people are like protective of where they live, so they want it to all be right and stuff. Yeah. So I get it. But anyway, I've talked at length on this podcast about how there is a cat that comes into my backyard and I've called her John.
Oh, hang on. You've called her John?
Yeah, her name's not John.
I thought...
No, her name's not
John. You've decided this.
Well, she just kept coming over and I didn't know her mum and dad or anything. So I just, the first time she came over and I was like, oh, that's John.
I didn't know this.
Yeah, her name's not John. Because her name's like Layla, I think.
This changes everything.
No, it doesn't.
Because when we first met John, it was probably like the second episode of this podcast.
Yeah, she's been around forever. She comes over like multiple times a day.
Yeah, but then we learned that the owner of John listens to the pod.
Yes.
And I assumed that's how you got to know the name.
No.
So you've made the... Okay.
So because she just kept... Like, you know how people would be like...
Something just... Hang on. Are you saying...
No, I'm not a namer.
Are you saying that something that just arrived that you didn't plan for and you named it John? Because that's what my birth mum did.
Nah, because I want John.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's a bit different.
A bit different. And you probably spelt it correctly with an H.
Yeah.
Whereas I was just J-O-N.
Yeah.
But that's how I know.
She just got so lazy. She couldn't even put the H in.
Well, I think that's just how we know we are biologically related because our...
Can't spell.
Can't spell.
Yeah. Anyway, that's how you find her. You're like, oh, can you not spell? Oh, mum.
Sorry, you've written this wrong. Oh, my God.
It must be you. Anyway, it's like a 10-year-old boy, though. You're like, are you my mum?
No, I'm just 10 years old and can't spell.
Who the fuck are you?
You got your pen license?
Get out of my house. Anyway, so very early in the show, I talked about John the cat. And John's mum, she lives a couple of doors down from me, and she messaged me and was like, hey, this is so random. I listened to your podcast, and I'm pretty sure that's my cat. Her name's Layla.
Yep.
Anyway, so we've kind of got like a bit of a rapport. Like she'll message me on Instagram and or she's messaged me before and been like, hey, is the cat around there? Because she won't come when I call.
We can't find her. And you're
whatever.
Like, oh, I haven't seen her. And she's like just curled up on your couch.
Yeah, I'm like patting her or something.
With your hazmat.
Anyway, so we kind of keep in touch a bit, or if there's any drama in the Facebook group, we'll like message.
We'll debrief.
Anyway, on Saturday night, I get this message from her, John's mum, and she goes, I looked at it and she'd messaged me about half an hour beforehand and she goes, hey, I'm so sorry, but we've just locked ourselves out.
Oh, no.
Like, can you help us out? And I didn't see it till like half an hour later because it was like a Saturday night. And I saw it and I go, oh, my God, are you guys okay? Sorry, I hadn't seen this earlier. She's like, oh, we were actually heading out, so it's okay.
Yeah.
But, like, you didn't reply straight away. So, like, obviously you're out and you can't help anyway. All good.
Obviously you're out. Well, actually, no, it is a Saturday night. I could see why you might assume that. Did we mention – was it yesterday we mentioned how hungover you were?
Was that last Friday? Yeah, but that was the weekend before.
Oh, okay,
no,
right.
So I wasn't hungover. Right, well, I had no excuse.
I just knew you weren't going out that Saturday night.
No. So she's like, you're probably out. It's all good. And I was like, oh, no, that's okay. Oh, we'll probably be home by the time you guys get back.
So you're just trying to go with her lie.
Yeah, I'm trying to sound cool.
I am out. I am at a VIP event, but it actually ends soon.
Yeah, it ends around the time you'll be home.
Yeah, I'll be off the red carpet by then.
Cut to Torbs and I. Yeah. We're on the couch. We're eating homemade pizza. We're both wearing our hoodies and like fucking playing Mario Kart. Like we're not.
How good's Mario Kart?
The reason I hadn't been on my phone was because I was playing with a different device. Like it wasn't because I was out having
living
fun,
my life,
drinking champagne with my friends. Like I was anyway. So she goes, "Is it okay if we message you later?" And I was like, "Yep, all good. But can you text me instead of Instagram?
Yeah.
So that like I'll see it because
yeah.
I probably won't check my Instagram."
Yeah.
I'm busy.
Yeah, I'm busy.
I'm out. Anyways, oh my God. No, if you're out, honestly, it's fine. And I was like, oh, no, 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 no. We'll be home by then. It's fine. Anyway, then all of a sudden, like later, there's a fucking, like the doorbell. You know how my doorbell goes like,
it's a bit hectic. And I'm like, oh my God, what's going on? Who's here?
And it's them.
It's them.
And they need us to let them in. So their plan of attack was for them to come in through like our front door and then climb over our fence into like their house.
Because your massive courtyard acreage backs onto
my horse stables.
Your horse stables courtyard backs onto like you could easily leg it to the next courtyard and then because they're like what, two courtyards over?
Yes.
And then they could duck in the back door.
Yeah. So literally they just have to kind of like duck around.
Oh, hang on a second. So that means they have to come through the house?
They have to come through the house.
And according to her,
we've been out.
According to her imagination, you're dressed for your night out. You are probably a family that don't leave all your dirty washing on the table. You're probably well put together.
That washing on the table is clean. It's always clean washing. It's never dirty washing.
It's washing and it's on the table.
Yeah, but it's clean. It's not dirty washing.
And so she's...
But probably, you know, we've got to take some Uber Eats bags downstairs.
Yeah. A couple of Domino's boxes.
Yeah. You know, that kind of, yeah. that kind of thing. You know.
And so have you just start? When did it, when did you realise that they would be stepping foot?
They're going to be coming through our house.
Yeah.
Literally as soon as I was like, I've got to deal with that later. When she texts me, obviously they'll be like leaving the pub or something. Yeah. We'll have like a couple 10 minute buffer. Yeah.
Nah, they're at the door.
And so,
how was your night out, sweetheart?
Yeah. So I let them in and I was like, oh, our unlock thing isn't working. I'll come down and get you.
Yep.
To buy some time. Anyway.
I'll go get them, Torbs.
Yeah.
Fucking throw everything off the balcony.
But I was in my Udi.
You have
with my Ugg boots.
Was your face done?
Oh, no. And it never is. It's not even done now.
But like if you were going out, maybe.
As in like if we'd been out. Oh, no.
So
you could tell I'd been on the couch all day. Like there'd be no movement.
Yeah, yeah.
My rings on my Apple Watch were not shut. Like nothing had been done. Anyway, and I'm like, fuck, I've got, they're here. I've got to fucking go and let them in.
Yeah.
I'm in my Udi and my Ugg boots. My hair's just like piled on top of my hair.
Pants on under the Udi?
No. I was wearing my nightie and my hoodie.
I thought that might be the case. Yep. I've seen this Tony Lodge before when I surprised you in the morning.
Yeah.
I was like, no pants required. You're like, I just fucking you fucking show.
Anyway.
And so they dressed really nice when you went down to get them.
They'd been at the pub. Yeah. So, and then they did some food shopping or whatever. And then they, like, you know. Anyway, so I go down and get them. And I hadn't met her partner before.
Oh.
Anyway, I went down there and I was like, please excuse my hoodie. And it's a Red Rooster hoodie. So you can't, like, you can't even, like, it's not even a
fancy hoodie.
Think about a cool hoodie. It's definitely not a bright red Rooster one. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think they've done it yet, but I think it's only a matter of time before we see a Gucci hoodie.
Oh.
Or a Bulgari. Yeah. What's that?
Bulgari.
Because isn't there a Bulgari, like, trash bag?
Probably.
This week that's like a, you know, a weekend, but it just looks like a trash bag.
Oh, my God.
But because everyone's getting a bit 80
cents from Coles. Just get that.
But I feel like in time there will be a fancy hoodie.
Totally.
But if I were to think Gucci, Louis Vuitton, Red Rooster.
Yeah. I mean, all the classics.
What's the odd one out?
Louis Vuitton. Anyway, so I walk down there. So I've got like a fast food based clothing item on, which is just fucking how uncool. Like, it's as if I'm
a fan of those cheesy nugs, eh, sweetheart?
Yeah, it's like as if I'm not like, oh, you can tell that I'm fat. You know that I am because I'm wearing a Red Rooster hoodie.
If there was doubts, I am now wearing a Red Rooster hoodie.
And I get down there. I was like, oh, my God, I'm so, like, please excuse this. They're like, oh, my God, no, it's fine. And then I was like, oh, I'm Tony, by the way, like, to her partner.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, I'm pretty sure I've seen your partner down here. And I was like, oh, have ya? Not even clicking. And he goes, yeah, you guys, like, he's got a matching one of these, eh? Like, his hoodie. And I was like, oh, yeah, he does. And he goes, I've seen your partner down here getting, like, parcels from the postman.
in his Red Rooster hoodie.
In his hoodie.
Was he winning the pooing?
Yeah.
With no pants.
He goes, I've seen your boyfriend with his hoodie and his Ugg boots. And I was like, oh, no pants? And he was like, yeah, no pants.
So you guys have really just left the greatest first impression on John's dad.
And so I'm like, they're like,
you have to live
cool.
in the building with
they're
them.
They're both like pretty fit as well.
Oh, I hate that.
And so like, I'm like a fat loser wearing
in
my fucking
Red
hoodie. And I'm like, hang on, but I'm saving the day here. Like, I'm letting you in the house anyway. And so like, I'm like, all right, hopefully Torbs has like tidied up the house and stuff.
Sorry, I have one more question.
Oh, please. Yeah, what is it?
Did he go, oh, I've seen your boyfriend wearing the same hoodie. And you go, no, we've got one each.
There's two. Which is worse?
Yeah, I think both. having one
each. Can or last dollar.
All right, sorry. So you they get up to the room.
Yeah, so I'm like, oh, my God, hopefully, you know, like
so we've just we done
can
God's work.
Redeem ourselves a little bit. And anyway, they like see the light on under the door of their neighbour right next to them. And they're like, oh, he's home.
He's home. That's one less courtyard we got to jump
yeah.
over.
And they're like, oh, we'll just ask him. Don't worry about it.
Oh, thank God.
No, but they've already seen me in the audience. Too late.
Well, it could have got worse.
I walk in the front door. Torbs is wearing jeans and, like, the house kind of looks, like, a bit respectable. And yeah. I was like, oh, we fucked it anyway. They're not coming over. And Torbs is like, oh, he, like, puts his audience back
on. I put fucking jeans on for no reason? What is this, a weekday?
He's like.
Yeah. Well, I'm just glad to know that they got back safely.
Yeah, so they're all good. They're taken care of.
I reckon next time, the cat has fucking snitched on you anyway.
Oh, probably.
He probably gets back and goes, you'll never guess the fucking pigsty going on over there.
Yeah, she's probably telling him the intel. But anyway, just like, you know, when you just want a bit of street cred, we're like, we can make friends with the, you know. Nah, not going to happen.
They're better than you.
Yeah, they are.
too good for you.
I've got a you love to see
Please.
It.
Please. My love to see it was that story.
Pretty funny.
And just pour one out for fucking Red Rooster Woodies, can we?
I think they actually call them ruggies. Like a have a nuggie in your ruggie.
Oh, which is quite that is cute. That is cute.
Anyway. I digress.
It's almost been a year since you organised that Red Rooster sponsorship.
You're welcome. You've never brought us any free food. Oh, no, I lie. You brought in the schnitzer.
Thank you very much.
I liked that schnitzer.
Schnitzel v. pizza. I could go a schnitzer right now.
Oh, me too. I'm pretty hungry, eh?
Yeah.
I've got a sandwich in my bag, but do you know what I really feel like?
Schnitzel.
Like a burger or like a gyros or something.
We can organise that.
Yeah, let's do that. All right. Quickly, let's finish this.
Yep.
Zach Witzel, you'll recognise that name. Big Tarpa.
Big Tarpa.
In our Facebook group. And Zach has written and self-published a book.
Which is
fucking amazing.
That is incredible.
It's called The Prism. And I'm going to read out the little blurb of the book. The Prism follows Quinn, who is selected to enter The Prism alongside his fiancée, Blair. The Prism is a government program whose goal is to change the way warfare is conducted by using virtual and augmented reality technology to save lives and cost of war. The program is much more dangerous than advertised, and now they are just trying to escape with their lives.
Oh, my God.
So if you search Zach Witzel on Amazon, The Prism will come up. I think it's like $9.
Yeah.
So you'd be fucking kidding yourself not to buy it.
She's got some smart, creative tarpers, aren't
they? Oh, my God. Amazing. And so
here you are in your Red Rooster hoodie.
Yeah.
Someone's writing books.
Yeah, but I wasn't out. I wasn't doing anything.
Yeah.
But we'll pop the link in our thing or something.
Yeah, what a legend.
Or the info. But, Zach, you fucking love to see it. Congratulations. That's
well
awesome.
I didn't know these existed. Have you heard of an equine therapy center?
Like horses?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the horses hang out with patients, like human patients, to kind of like calm them down.
Like a therapy dog.
Yeah, like a therapy dog, but it's like a therapy horse.
Oh, God, you can't take that on the train.
No, so it's... How small is your train?
Sorry, mate.
Yeah, the Equine Therapy Center. And I saw this video. This guy is in, this one's in Brazil. And he's going through cancer treatment for lung cancer.
Wow.
You know, in the chest and he's having a bit of rough
Where
time.
The lungs generally are.
Yeah, most of the time.
Yeah.
But the reason I point that out is because the horse walks over and rested its head on the man's chest and it's like it knew.
Oh.
And it kind of just laid its head down and the man is just like, bawling his eyes
as
out.
As you fucking would.
And I don't know if I was tired or have had an emotional week, but that fucking did me when I saw that yesterday.
I probably would have been emotional about that. I'm emotional listening to you telling me that.
Yeah.
But we have had a big week.
Big week.
So I will give you that one.
Yeah.
But that's a really lovely story. The fucking power of animals, it's insane.
Yeah, it is actually insane.
Yeah.
To both the existence of the Equine Therapy Center and the people who are working there. And I'll put that video in the episode. But be in the right mood.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
not like me with the Amy Winehouse documentary.
No,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. It's a lot, but it's beautiful. And I did love to see that. So thanks very much for listening.
Thanks for listening. Hope you had a great time. Make sure that you're ready for people to come over.
Yeah.
At all times.
And Tony and I are off to get a gyros.
Oh, fuck yeah.
You
love to
me?
See that. No, I don't want a banh mi. I want a gyros or a burger or something.
Gyros. Yeah. Okay, great.
All right.
I'm so fucking pumped for this gyros.
Oh, me too. I'm so hungry. You know when you just went naughty food?
Yeah.
Yeah, like something real fucking hearty and like meaty.
Yeah. Can we wear Udis while we eat it? Like the pieces of shit that we are?
Yeah. I've got mine on under this.